This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, those of you who have been with us, she's safe and sound, and that is a she. I personally, not confirmed, believe she was out as a lady on the town trying to find her her personal Herschel.
Yeah, girl.
Somewhere around here, the cow that escaped. 7 a.m. I'm glad we got a timestamp. 7 a.m. Again, Clint has never been more spot on about something in his life. We have got to find that gentleman. We have got to find that gentleman. And I mean, I'll give Tyler a bonus. I'll give whoever a bonus to find that gentleman who I'll buy you a turkey leg. Find that gentleman who tried.
I hear they're expensive.
Who tried this morning. I'll find a deal. Tried this morning to stop her from getting, but everybody knows what a broad has business on her mind. She's got business on her mind. She ran through his ass. As Clint said, we have one missed tackle. I do wonder how many missed tackles we had on trying to get her. We had a couple of guys back there make some pure business decisions, like Derrick Henry was on the field.
Right.
But
He knows what it feels like as a DB trying to tackle Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry, yeah. Got a feel on that.
She was coming through like a wrecking ball.
She was. But safe and sound. She is good. And
I'm legitimately going to spend some time tonight on trying to track this guy down, because that would be
I think you should. Awesome. If you're out there and you're wondering what the hell we're talking about, go to @ClintSterner on Twitter. I posted the video. The cow was loose. A young man tried to, first of all, front her up, tried to square her up, and she went around him, so he thought he'd chase her down, and then a cone got in the way and tripped him up. If that damn cone wouldn't have been there, I don't know what he'd have done, but
couldn't stop the run.
Well clearly, it's a hell of a deal. Your assessment of it earlier, thinking that he had a shot if those cones weren't there, is wrong.
Well, he's a bigger fella. I'm thinking if he'd have got around that neck, he'd at least slowed her down. Now, he may have got trampled, but he would have at least slowed her down. That damn cone got his ass.
He was not stopping her. He
get your foot placement
if
right.
If that young man would have stopped her horny ass,
stopped her
with his bare hands without a rope or an additional horse, just stopped. His ass needs to be out there on Sundays. Hell with Sheldon Rankins. They got a defensive tackle right there in their own backyard.
I'm watching her. That cow actually is like a DB that's out running the wide receiver on a go route. Man. The cow just kind of pinned him to the sideline, and he tripped over one of them cones and went down. No flag on the play.
No, it wasn't. There was no flag.
No flag on the play. That damn cone, though. What? Could you imagine? I mean, this is one of those deals, like, you get. He had to know he was in over his head. Like, at some point, he had to realize, like, what am I doing?
Clearly too late.
And then all of a sudden, he realizes that, and them cones outside NRG are about 3 foot tall. I mean, there were some big-ass cones. I mean, all of a sudden, now he's chasing this cow, and she's squeezing him to the sideline to these cones. I mean, at what point do you think this old boy said?
To the side.
I mean, at what point do you think he realized he was in trouble?
By the watching of the video, and I've watched it no less than 117 times, by the viewing of the video, I don't think he ever – I think he felt like he had it the whole way.
Couldn't stop the run.
When he started to go down, he had to fear for his life.
And I'm going
to
tell you what, K-H-O-U, y'all are some –
I mean, that's concrete,
y'all
are
some a-holes. I'm telling you right now.
No, this is the kind of reporting we need.
No, the freeze shot that they had on the front cover was that man coming off the side with that cone – flipped up halfway in the air over his head.
The cone, the cow, and the dude all in the same picture.
I said, come on, somebody have fun with that thing. Somebody still shot at that. That was the photo that had that damn cow.
Is that Larry Stafford?
Hell no, that ain't Larry. We'd
you sure
his,
that ain't Larry?
We'd have saw that. He'd have had his jersey on. We saw that long ass name on the back of that jersey.
Doesn't he volunteer to rodeo sometimes?
I think
that may have been Larry.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this right now.
I think it may have been Larry. He's striding out, big fella.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Me and Larry.
Does he have J's on?
May disagree with a lot of different things.
They're all black J's. I can't tell if they're J's.
Larry and Stafford is not moving towards the stopping of that cow.
Well, he fronted her up down there. If you watch the video.
Larry's not fronting her up.
Forget the Larry aspect of it. Because if you watch a video right from where it started on my social, watch right where it started. He is literally squared up and she's running right.
I don't know what he's
thinking.
What
was the worst decision, to try to square a cow up like that or to turn and chase it from behind?
All of it, yeah. The square up, like you're going to take a charge, is just foolish enough because you're trying to get trampled. And then to say, no, you ain't going to beat me. Oh, I'm going to get your ass.
I've been working on my footwork.
That damn cow changed lanes on his ass. He was on that inside lane, and she pushed to the wide side.
God, man. What was he thinking? But I'm serious. We have got to find a way to get Eric on here.
Trifling heifer.
Can't get in front of her.
Ruin that guy's Tuesday.
He'd stick your foot out, trip her or something. All right, Stephon Diggs. This is a report from Matthew Berry. Stephon Diggs' return to the Texans is regarded as 50-50. This is according to sources. 50-50, Stephon Diggs' return to the Texans. And that to me is not surprising, right? Like, We all kind of looked and thought, all right, Debo could be an option, and clearly they had some interest there. Cooper Kupp, I would imagine there's at least conversations with Nick Caley being with him and kind of understanding his game. And obviously Stephon Diggs, that's somebody they had last year. They know who he is. They know what he brings to the table, both in the locker room and then on the field.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
This is not a surprise. It goes on to say the Texans like Diggs and want him, but there is a real market for Diggs despite the injury right now. So 50-50. So it looks like they are at least entertaining, which is, like I said, not a surprise, entertaining bringing him back.
I said it before. I have no problem with Diggs coming back. Now, I have a problem with Diggs coming back and that being the only move that you make. I mean, coming off of injury, we saw a small glimpse into what Diggs was last year, and Diggs is still a good player. I don't think he's anywhere close to what he was in that vertical aggressive passing attack in Buffalo, where he was an all pro multiple years, or a pro bowler multiple years, and an all pro multiple couple years. But anyway, the point being, I don't think he is still that player even before the knee injury, now coming back off. But there is some serious value in who he proved he was off the field, especially when you've got, again, John Metchie, Tank Dell, those kind of guys, and especially when odds are the Texans are going to draft a wide receiver. Where the jury's still out for me, Ron, and you may help me talk through this thing. I painted two scenarios where I think at the wide receiver position, I would like to see the Texans sign a veteran that could be a three and draft in the first or second round another wide receiver. Or sign a veteran that would be a good two with Nico and then draft maybe something later on in the draft, or sign one of the lower level free agents that could be a three or four type of wide receiver. I'm not real sure where I put Diggs in that equation, because you got to factor in the knee injury, coming off the knee injury, and he's older. He's not a guy that's going to come back, bounce back the way, part of getting old, part of Father Time is you don't bounce back the way you used to. So I don't know how comfortable I am with the Texans making Diggs the answer at the wide receiver void right now.
Did you think he would create more separation than he did?
Yes. I challenge anybody.
How does that get better?
Diggs was open.
Getting older and coming off.
He's a smaller receiver that is not. I don't know that Diggs he's shifty and in the quick game and in the underneath game and in the game where he can, the Tank Dell game where you can stick your foot in the ground and change directions. He's shifty in terms of creating separation, but I don't know. You look at Diggs when he was putting up huge numbers in Buffalo, that was because they were driving the football. He was just making great catches in traffic a lot. But I don't know. Like, yeah, no, the answer is no. That's where I'm at with the Texans. I could see the Texans with Nico at the top being in love with Diggs in a similar fashion that they were in love with Brandon Cooks back in the day. And all of a sudden, this is the answer at the wide receiver position. And you look up and you're in training camp and you got an aging wide receiver that's coming off a knee injury that needs more rest days. Part of his superpower was the fact that he practiced every day and practiced harder than anybody else. Like, I don't know if that's going to be the case coming off a knee injury. And so the Stephon Diggs dynamic and value has changed significantly for me. Now, we may get to mid-year and I'm dead ass wrong and Stephon Diggs is as good as he's ever been. Where I got the problem is if the Texans going into the season bank on Stephon Diggs being the Stephon Diggs that they signed or even before, and the backup plan is inefficient. The backup plan is not good enough.
Yeah, I'd imagine you have to go into it at least with the thought process of whenever he does come back, like the odds are that he is even at the level that he was at when you got him last year. May not quite be there. Like you have
odds are it's not.
Yeah, I mean that's what I'm saying. You got to go into it thinking of that, and then as they said right there in that report, hell, he's got a healthy market. Despite the injury.
We'll see what the healthy market looks like. I mean, I don't know.
When I just say that, like, what is that money talking about?
I'm just telling you. Like, I don't see. And to be fair, I was not as high on Stephon Diggs as a lot of people were. So I'll be completely transparent. Like, I don't see 20+ million value in Stephon Diggs coming off a knee. Yeah.
And it was weird because training camp, we were watching, we were close up, we're like, ooh, man, he is getting in and out of them breaks.
He's an all pro practice guy, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
when it comes to the game, like Nico Collins is that guy here. And everybody, in my opinion, like I compare everybody to Nico, are you creating separation? Are you running after catch? Are you creating the easy opportunities for the quarterback the way Nico is? And if you're not, then I mean, we can't pay you as if you are.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Stephon Diggs for me would be a really good three that I would bank on and hope that the knee comes back 100% and he could be here too.